I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast. As always, you can find me at Justin Fuller Comedy on Instagram.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me. You can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast on Instagram.
Yes!
And this guy has a website.
Woo! JustinFullerComedy.com. If you Google Justin Fuller Comedy, that's the first thing that pops up, people. Amazing. Bow. Check that shit out.
Word.
Got episodes. Got merch. The Midnight Paco. It's got the Justice League. Got Cordell's link on that shit. Check it out.
And speaking of merch, we got merch. And thanks for everybody that bought some merch.
Dope. Hey, look at this.
How dope is that?
This is a new press. I'll be talking about this a little bit later, but bam, look at that.
Some nice spit there.
Dope.
This episode of the Midnight Paco Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed. Guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right!
What's going on, man?
Slow motion.
Shoot. Not this week. This week's been a pretty busy week. In my eyes. Busy week. Yeah, another show, people! Cordell had another showcase! Oh, damn! And once again, it was popping. Once again, they had comedians that y'all best around. Once again, another fire lineup.
I thought it was a great show, great lineup. I appreciate everybody for showing up and coming out and support.
Yeah, shout out to them, for sure.
And there will be more to come.
Yeah, no, you already told me about the next lineup. It's pretty dope already. Make sure you guys make it January 25th.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to pop it right here. Boop. I popped it on my story. I forgot I had the newer one up already, but either way, still turned out. You were worried about it, confusing people.
Up there or there?
No, it's going to be right in the middle.
Right there? Okay.
Yeah, try and keep some space so it doesn't block us, but bloop, right here.
Bloop.
That's what's going to be popping the next one, January 25th. Make sure you guys check it out. And, of course, it's going to be in your eyes, you know, until it happens. You know what I mean? Week prior, week before, day of, all that stuff. I'm going to be throwing it out there. Make sure you come check it out because we got another dope lineup. Well, he got another dope lineup. I'm going to be in attendance as always. You ain't going to see me at that mother circle.
I tell everybody, you know, the show starts at 8 o'clock. Please get there early.
Yeah, get there early because it fills up.
It fills up really quick.
Really quick.
Really quick.
Yeah. So apologies.
Yeah. Apologize for everybody, you know, that came. I saw a lot of people come and then they left because it was too packed. But, I appreciate that. Come back. Yeah. Come early next time.
Yeah.
You know, come and see us and have fun. Get your laugh on. The food is good. The drinks, you got drink specials. And
yeah.
Come check us out at Grown Ups.
Yeah, it was a good time, man.
Thank you. Yeah. I had fun. It was nice.
Yeah.
I had a great lineup. Thank you for all the comedians that made my show dope. You know,
yeah.
Thank you guys. You guys really came and showed up and showed out. This last show we had Justin Fuller.
Hey.
We had Jin Jin.
Yes, you did.
We had Tank with a C.
Rocking. Yeah, he was.
And we had Ihala.
Ihala.
We had Gene Miller,
yep.
And then we closed it off with Marcus Martin. Shout out to Marcus Martin. He did his thing. Everybody.
Tell me that ain't a dope lineup, yo.
I thought it was super dope, man. Everybody was dope and did
come
this
on.
Thing. And then you had, you know.
This guy Houston. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The host of the most, sis. Yes. It's fun, man. It's a great environment. You know? It was great times.
Oh, alright.
Tell you that. But I'm telling you, all the shows that you've put on so far have been pretty much the dopest around Cleveland.
Thank you, brother. That was nice of you to say.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, all man. The comedians that have been on those shows, man, have been the dopest that we've come in contact with in the area.
I think so, yes.
You know what I mean? Hands down, man. That's why I said the scene is dope. The comedians are dope. You know what I'm saying? It's great to see the feedback you've gotten. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it goes to show your personality, man. Once again, like I said, man.
Thank you, man. It's been fun.
That's a talent. Yeah, for sure.
It's been a learning experience, you know?
I mean, speak on it.
Dealing with, you know, different personalities.
Because you gotta look at it like this, okay, for all the young comedians out there, so we're 2 years in.
Only two years in.
And
I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
No, but we've gotten great advice by Joe Byers, shout out to Joe Byers, and Greg Morton. Shout out to Greg Morton, who's going to be here. Too bad this is going to end. He's, air on the weekend. But
shout out to Greg Morton. Hey, Greg Morton. I ain't going to be able to see your show, man, and I'm really upset about that, but I know you're going to rock the house. I know Jay gonna be there.
You know what, Justin? Are you gonna go home anytime soon?
Like Justin? Like?
Are you just gonna hang out the funny stuff with me all day?
Yeah, you're gonna be here all day. Or you don't have nothing else to do,
nothing,
Justin?
Nothing. No, Greg. No, no. I'm just saying. Yeah, it sucks that you have to worry. You should have planned better. It's terrible. But anyway, so he got great advice and he started his own showcase. So speak on, you know, the. You know.
Well, you know what? I, to be honest with you, man, I really feel like, you know, just people in general, when you see somebody doing something, or if you don't agree with what they're doing, or you know that they're making a mistake, my thing is, you know, just instead of talking about them, use that moment as a teaching moment, especially if that person is really trying to do something and they're not doing it, like, I guess, traditional or the proper way. Instead of talking about them, why don't you pull them to the side and, hey, man, I see what you're doing and I like what you're doing. Why don't you try doing it A, B, and C?
Right.
In this comedy game, I got plenty of mentors.
Good ones.
I got some good mentors. I got some that give you good advice. Mic's up?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just the volume on this. Go ahead, keep going.
They give you good advice. They give you advice that I'm open to. I listen to everything. And then what you got to do is you have to listen to what everybody's saying, because everybody has something to say and they have their own personal reasons for saying it.
Right.
But what you have to do is, you know, I take in all information and then I personalize it to best fit me and my ideas of thinking and what I'm trying to do.
Right.
And that's what I do. I mean, I don't like not listen to people and not listen to things that they tell me, but it's like, I take all the advice in and I try to use it
within your parameters.
Yeah.
Right.
So
for sure. And you're able to, you know, well, we'll speak on this. Like, you have opportunity, you know what I'm saying? And so as far as, like, speak on, like, your process on thinking of, like, you know, gathering a line. Like, you know what I mean? Is it stressful or do you enjoy, like, coming up and thinking of, and like you said, you're dealing with personalities, but you're getting to know what comedians and relationships that you've had or people that know, you know what I mean?
Right. I mean, because, I mean, it's you know, first of all, shout out to Will Hopkins. I was just talking to Will Hopkins.
I got to do a show with him.
And I was just talking to him, and he was telling me, like, you know, people's goals are all different.
People
want different things out of comedy. People do, and that's one thing I had to realize. Right. I mean, I realized it before our conversation, but it was still like, in my mind, when I saw people doing comedy, I thought that they had an end game, meaning that they wanted to be successful comics.
Right.
They wanted to move on and do things to better their life situation or whatever it is, or they wanted to take their career further and things like that. But it's, what I'm learning is people do comedy for different reasons. It could be something that they do not to necessarily be successful or make it or move out of Cleveland. It's something they do that they like to do. They just like to do it.
Right.
You got people that say that they want it but really don't.
Mm-hmm.
You got people that wants it, but they have their idea of how it should be done.
Right.
And they take that route, but it's, you know, it's not my problem really.
No, obviously, but
this is what I try to do, even with the people that I pick to be on the show. I wanna deal with like-minded people.
Right.
That's trying to, like, take comedy serious and respect the game.
Right. 100%.
Like, respecting the game, and I talked about what that means to me.
Right. Check out all the episodes. We ad nauseum, we speak on this. Because it's something we're new at, you know what I'm saying? And you see it, and so we're trying to dissect it as people that are actually trying to make it in this forum. You know what I'm saying? I understand people have been doing it before us. I understand people have been doing it longer than us, and I understand. But yet we've been fans. We've been connoisseurs. We've been living it in a different form our whole lives, just off stage. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so we come into it on stage, but we're seeing there is protocol. You know what I'm saying? There's respect with the light. There's respect with the time. You know, there's different ways of obtaining material, obviously. We all know don't steal. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We all know that. That's those protocols. You know what I'm saying? There's rules in which, but at the same time, you can break certain things on how traditionally it's done. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But at the same time, respect for the game, respect for the comedians. Don't just, you know what I mean? Just speaking. And
that's why, like I said, like my room has, you know, I've been to rooms where the comedians are making the most noise. Like I'm up there trying to do my thing and they back there talking.
Yeah. Planning. Yeah.
And I understand that you want to talk to your comedian friends and things like that.
Right.
Wait till after the performers are off the stage. Give the same respect that performer gave to you.
Exactly. You know, that's the biggest thing. Yeah.
Everybody that performed, even before my own show, I was always attentive.
Right.
Watching what they were saying. Yep. I'm into the act and thing like that. But hosting, I mean, was a little different because I was, while the performers were on, I was listening. But I was also, like,
trying to watch everything else.
Sort of. Yeah. I had to be attentive.
Yeah.
To everything.
Exactly. Yeah.
The
best thing is that these is you just let do your shit.
Yeah. I tell them about how much time I need.
Yeah.
And I let them go. I'm not, like,
light, you know, light, Love.
Yeah. You know, I did give a comic, you know, the wrap up sign.
Yeah.
But it was just like, it wasn't because you were doing bad.
No.
At all.
It was time.
And, the place closed at 11. So, I wanted to make sure I got the person that I wanted to close it down, have plenty of time to do it comfortably.
Yeah, for sure.
But,
for sure.
I got a lot of good reviews from, you know, when I say reviews, from people that came up to me and said they had a good time.
Dude, I have people come up to me and say things, which is dope.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To be 100% honest, it's, you know how I am with my, you know, cause I didn't think I did great at all.
You did wonderful.
Once again, I appreciate it, but thank you. You know what I'm saying? But either way, It's a different style, and I'm working on trying to do it in that style. You know what I'm saying? It's not on a stage,
right?
It's a different environment.
It's like right there in your face.
Yeah.
I'm talking to you.
It's a different.
We having a conversation.
You can do the material, but it's a different delivery. I think of material is what it is. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to mold it because I know what I'm going into. But at the same time, it helps me try and be me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to loosen up. But there, you know, I was dropping F-bombs and motherfuckers and shit like that.
You so could.
It's decent there, yeah. But, you know, when we go to the funny stuff, I can't do that type of shit. And that's where I can't riff. That's where there's that issue. But it's cool because I'm able to flex a little bit. You see how I was in my comfort a little bit. Well, I'm always in my comfort, you know, as far as that. But I'm able to drop those bombs when they're needed. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's the beauty of comedy and being relaxed with your material and trying to get back into it. You know what I'm saying? And I thought I did good. I thought I did decent in the flow of things. I fucked up the goddamn ending, though. I needed to say, am I the meanest first? And then I'm the prettiest. But I fucked up.
You had quite participation with your show.
A little bit.
Don't know.
It's coming. I'm telling you, man. Worldwide, everyone's going to fucking know. It's coming back.
You bring it back, showing off.
Bring it back, showing off, man. For all you motherfuckers out there, all wonderful fans out there, shout out to everybody. Make sure you hit subscribe and like notifications if you can.
And thank you for all the merch purchases.
All the merch purchases. You guys are wonderful. And keep rocking it. Appreciate you. And even if you don't, just hit the like. That's all you got to do. Just hit the like. That's all we ask. Like and subscribe. That's how you can help us out the most.
And shout out to everybody that's listening to all the platforms.
All the platforms.
Thank you.
Hey, we're on Rumble now. We're on Podvine. We're all over the place. So make sure everybody check us out.
Podvine, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, Cashbox. Google Podcasts.
All these.
iHeartRadio.
Pandora.
Pandora.
Yeah.
Shout out to all everybody listening.
Everybody who finds us and tunes in and likes us. Hey, we got some more guests coming up this year, too.
We got some hot guests coming.
Once again, all the greatest comedians from around Cleveland. For sure, but people that need to be known out there.
Fire!
You know what I'm saying?
Hot comics. Comics that made my show dope. You know, you hear us talking about them. You're going to see them. You already met one of them, which was Jin Jin. Jin Jin was here. She did her thing last night.
Yes, she did.
And I knew she would.
And she did her joke that she did on 50 jokes. Or
50 first jokes of the year.
Yeah. She closed up with that one.
Yeah. It was a good joke. You know, 50 first jokes of the year. Shout out to John Bruton.
Bruton. Is that how he puts that on?
Yeah, at Hilarities, I think.
Yeah, okay.
Shout out to John Bruton.
Yeah. That's what's up.
You know, one day when we grow up, we might be on our 51st jokes for the year. Maybe 2024, maybe.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, I'll go on there and do my joke.
I wouldn't even.
I got a joke for a minute.
I forgot there was even sign up or anything. I didn't even know about sign up.
You got to do a minute.
Oh, I got a minute.
You got a minute?
I got plenty of minutes.
I got a minute, too.
Dude, I was thinking, because this is the second time at Grown Ups, and, you know, I did my new stuff. I like my new stuff. it's still growing on me. It was fun. I had a bunch. You see the other stuff I had? Fuck Amber. I was trying to add more to it, so But I enjoy that finding. But it's like, there's some other stuff I could talk about. I mean, I'm going to have to bring my other stuff because obviously everyone that shows up, there's new people and there's other people who have been there.
Yeah.
But the dopest, I'm going to tell you guys right now, this is the dopest thing that's happened to me. And it was, and this happens to comedians out there, but this is something that, out of the blue and I didn't expect. At the end of the show, I'm sitting there and dude came up to me and was like, hey, you did a good job. I'm like, hey, I appreciate it. You know, because in my mind, I'm like, I did all right. You know what I mean? My material came out. I liked it, but And he was like, last time he was talking about this, and he really talked about one of my bits. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, man.
Get the fuck out of here. So shout out to you. That's dope.
Hey, man. I love all the love from around the city. You know, it's weird. Like, it's funny, man. Like, when the spotlight is on you, you got people coming up to you. They think they know you. Might know you. You might not remember, you know.
Right.
Yeah. And then I got to take the advice that I told my children. I just said, just smile and wave. Right. It's okay.
Hey.
Just smile and wave. You know?
Yeah. That's
hey,
right.
Hey, it feel good to be, seen and recognized and being viewed. So, it's like.
Well, like I said, dude, that one time when we were at JV Smooth and dude from Funny Stop was like, hey, I recognize you from.
That's what happens,
like,
man.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Dope.
That's dope.
It's dope.
It's dope. And it's dope when you're at a, I don't know. When people see you in your natural environment and then.
I'm trying to, hey, dude, I walk around like a fucking walking billboard. I walk my Midnight Paco all over the place.
All right.
My bright yellow Midnight Paco, my new bright yellow Midnight Paco.
Yeah. Yo, we got hoodies, t-shirts.
So,
I'll let them. Hey, y'all need comedians out there. If y'all need some merch, y'all need some ideas for a logo, holler at this guy.
We'll figure something out. I'm not the best. I know there's a lot of people out there, but if you want something here.
Yeah, holler at that dude.
Right, we'll try and create something. You know what I'm saying? I see some nice graphic designers online. I'm like,
I'm willing to say this. I'm going to say this. We got the best looking merch on this side of Ohio. I'm going to say this with full confidence. Our merch is dope.
You got individual shirts.
It's Justin Fuller shirts are dope.
Yeah.
My LL Cool C restaurant shirts are dope. Right. Midnight Paco is dope. And we got the best looking merch on the comedy scene. Flat. Out, period, point blank.
You stupid. I'm proud of my design. I like
it. We got the dopest merch.
Yeah, he's stupid.
I want to say we got the dopest merch, period, on the entire comedy scene. Like, like some of the touring comics, I look at their merch and I support it, but I'm like, this is what y'all putting out?
Facts. Facts. Those are facts.
Our merch is dope.
Those are facts.
Okay. I'm done.
Thank you for that. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. I'm telling you, it's easy to do when it's the truth.
I mean, I didn't actually create our logos because those were our emojis from our phones, but I did put them on a shirt with vinyl, which is dope.
Yeah, but the Midnight Paco.
Oh, yeah, no, this is definitely created.
Created with that. I mean,
and this is.
That's dope.
Okay, let me speak on this. So this is dope. So for everybody out there, I'm going to give you the secret a little bit. Because once you have a design, if you're trying to find a place, and this is some place I found, and so far the quality's good. Maybe you can find someplace cheaper, but I don't know. So far this shit looks legit as fuck. I don't know about you. But this shit's dope as fuck.
And he got it from That's where he got it from. And if you want it, son, and you want to do it yourself, go to That's where he got it from. And that's where you can get it, too. Just go there. And you can get shirts just
what
like
that. What the hell? What the fuck? You don't like the secret sauce?
No.
Why?
Because it's there and it's available for everyone. And
it's available for everybody.
It is.
I can't control if they have the right PNG. I'm just trying to help them out find a... Because I can't do it for everybody because that shit costs money.
That's why you charge.
Yeah. So, blah.
So
I'll put the link in the description.
You know what? Even if you know what, I don't care. Give them all the links, and they still ain't gonna have merchandise that look like ours.
No. Well, what I'm saying is, anybody's out there and they have their things. That's just, and they need a place to get it printed out. That's a place to get it printed out so they can press it. If they have their own shit, that's all I'm saying.
No, I want everybody to have their own shit.
Yeah.
Because I want to wear their shit.
That's what I'm saying.
I want
to
wear it.
I want to be able to have a Timbuktu shirt.
I want an Ebony Eye Holla shirt.
Right. Which I already have a Timbuktu design. I might just do a design myself.
Yeah, let's just rock his shirt.
I'm just going to rock
him. Let's just rock a Timbuktu shirt.
Well, you ain't got a Timbuktu shirt yet. Like, what the fuck?
How you Timbuktu and you ain't got a Timbuktu shirt? Like, what's going on there?
No, shout out to Timbuktu.
Shout out to Timbuktu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, man, I appreciate it. But that's, you know, it's dope because, you know, it's another way of doing this shirt thing.
Yeah,
you
know, sure.
Instead of the vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
It's dope. Yeah. It costs money, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Moving along.
Yeah.
All right, so what's else?
What else?
Yeah.
Nothing.
You know, I cut it off earlier. I forget the fuck we were talking about. No, I just moved. We like, I forget what the fuck I was going on, though.
Well, I was just saying, you know, dealing with the personalities. And it, I'm really honored and I'm blessed that... I'm surrounded by this much talent, and I make a phone call, and then they want to do this for me.
I don't want to. I have to remind you, in which I'm gonna have to talk with Greg about this manana. But you called some Mr. Greg Morton, and he picked up, and he was in Las Vegas. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Once again, I have to remind you, so people in Cleveland, Ohio, if you don't answer the phone, something's wrong with you. It's your ego, is all I'm saying, because this dude is nothing but generous. He's always reaching out to people just to say what's up. He never asks nobody for nothing. And guess what? When you come and do a show, it ain't for free. So it ain't like you're just doing a show for free. You know what I'm saying? It's you're doing things the right way. You're handling relationships the right way. You know what I'm saying? So people respond in that way. So you shouldn't feel any way about it, but I know you should feel good about it, if anything. So I'm glad you do. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
It's a gift. It's a gift. It's a gift because you're that type of person. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's that way. And I acknowledge it and I see it. And you know what I'm saying? It makes people be better people. I try.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, like I said, I don't take any of it for granted. And
for sure.
And I thank everybody that came through. Like, not everybody, but the majority of people that I've called, they like, when and where, what time, I'm there.
Right.
And they didn't even talk about money.
Not at all.
They just said, oh, yeah, I'm there, I'm in.
Because of the relationship you had. Or the
just,
or
I don't
just
know.
The knowledge of you as a person, because I know you said you haven't met Will Hopkins, but you've always liked the shit.
Right.
You know, you follow, you know what I mean?
Right.
I did a show with him, so I know he knows of us, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying, a little bit.
Right.
You know what I mean? I didn't have a big, long conversation with him, so it'd be great when he's on our show as well.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, we got a guest list. We're knocking down the guest list.
Yeah, man. Dude, you're compiling. We're compiling. Such a great list.
Oh, yeah. We got a fire list for 2023 of guests is going to be on the show.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, like for people that's in the Ohio area and beyond,
right?
You know, and I don't take any of it for granted.
Not at all.
I'm very thankful.
Not at all. Yeah, because I'll tell you what, and I said this last night after the show. I'm just there with, you know, Ebony Ayala and Jen. I'm like, I Tank and all them. I'm like, I love our peers in this game. Yeah, in our group. Some people are younger than us, obviously. Some people are a little bit older, but we're pretty old in the game. You know what I mean? So most of them are younger than us. There's a few.
You mean as far as the age or
age? Yeah, yeah. Not in the game, but age-wise. Okay. You know what I'm saying? A lot of them are younger than us.
Yeah.
But been in it longer than us.
Yeah.
We're older. Not been in it very long, you know what I'm saying? But it's our peer group. Mm-hmm. It's our group that we're growing, like our class, mm-hmm. I guess, if you can say anything in a weird way. You know, obviously they may pop obviously quicker than us because they've been in it longer, you know what I mean? But either way, we're seeing them. So if anything happens, I was with, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's cool because there's a lot of cool motherfuckers around here that I'm grateful to be around and to know.
But see, that's the thing is, like, as far as, you know, the networking thing.
But hold up, real quick. Mm-hmm. This is something, if I haven't started 2 years ago, I would have never met these people.
Right. True.
See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All these motherfuckers that we've met, great motherfuckers, not in a bad way. All you awesome people. In the 2 years, we would have never met.
Right. That's true. It's true.
It's crazy.
It's true.
In just 2 years.
2 years.
Awesome people.
We met a lot of awesome people.
You know what I mean?
Through comedy.
Through comedy.
Yeah.
So, shout out to everybody.
Yeah. Love you all.
Love you all. You don't know how much every time I've gone out on a Wednesday or whatever the case and hung out and had conversations, how much that meant for me physically, emotionally, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just something I wanted to do and go out and hang out. It's something, it's like a bowling night.
Yeah.
With you know what I mean? Or whatever the fuck. Somebody just needs to get out and do something. I get it. It's a release, but it's also a productive one because you're making other people laugh.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I'm so focused on trying to make everything run smoothly and things like that. I really haven't. I think I've been cheating my audience a little bit, but I'm gonna throw some out. I'm gonna throw some more out there.
Oh, you definitely have. You definitely have.
What, been cheating my audience?
You're afraid to let go. You're afraid to unveil.
No, it's not that. It's just that I don't want to be
because a lot of your shit's silly.
Well, it's not that. I just don't want to keep saying the same shit over and over every week.
For sure.
So I just spoon feed them a little bit of
things.
I'm not gonna say I don't say nothing. No. I say something.
No, yeah.
I say something, even if it's talking about one time a lady came in and she said, "Talk about me." And she's like, I was like, "Talk about you." I said, "I'm not that type of comic."
Yeah.
She's like, I want somebody to talk about me. But, you know, she got her wish.
No, okay.
Because I think I had to get her.
Oh, okay, good.
Like, why you holding that wig down?
Okay. All right. Yep, I had it, man. Shout out to I had it. I love her. She's so awesome.
Yeah, Ebony Gordon did her
such
thing.
Such a great personality. Yes. Such a funny person. Yeah. She went up and down. And such her out. She was just in the zone. Just up and down the buggy. She has had a great time. It was great job.
So if y'all not familiar, look her up.
Yeah.
Her Instagram, I think.
I'm going to put all the comics' Instagram up in the description. So make sure you check out everybody we mentioned. All their Instagrams are going to be up in the description. So make sure you follow them as well. Because they're up and coming. I'm telling you, man. There are people out there doing the damn thing. Ebony's always in D-Hawk's skits. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to D-Hawk. She's old. I'm gonna put his up in there too. So it's just, you know, it's a great scene around here and a lot of good people. And you know what? I was sitting there thinking about it, and I'm while we were talking earlier off camera about Kevin Hart's that movie Paper Soldiers.
That was my first time seeing Kevin Hart.
Okay. But it made me think of, like, you said it was like a new beginning and it was funny, but like him early on in his career, obviously. Mm-hmm. And it made me think of Clerks for some odd reason, just because being new in the movie, you know, I didn't know about that movie, so it had to have been, like, real long ago. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it made me think of, like, a low-budget movie, but still funny. You know what I'm saying? So it made me think of Clerks, and I'm just thinking of all the, like, with D-Hawk and all the people and all the comics that we know, If we had a good script, if somebody come up with a good script of a good movie and cast the people around this motherfucker, oh dude, it could be a good
independent film, man. So much,
you know what I'm saying?
Talent that could
so
be
many
featured.
Talent. Yeah.
And that's what I was trying to tell Liam and Michael. Liam,
yeah, them too.
Michael Dickens.
Shout out to Liam Savage and Michael Dickens.
Like, you guys are young.
Yep.
You're marketable.
Right.
Man, y'all, I can. Y'all just don't know.
Right.
You know, y'all don't know.
For sure. Every time I see Liam, I think of fucking that dude from American Pie.
Okay.
The
jock.
Yeah, the jock dude. Every time I see Liam.
Even though Liam's, like, really not that type of
guy. Not at all. Not at all.
He's a nice guy.
For sure.
Actually, but, yeah. You know. But
I mean, that dude wasn't a bad guy. No, stop. He was a gentle guy. But he wasn't a, you know, Liam's obviously not that.
Yeah.
He's not stupid either.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
He's, no, but, you know, man.
He's talented. He's talented.
The talent we got talented. Here.
But I just think of him.
Look, even Dom. Shout out to Dom.
Dom, he's out there. Shout out to my
Thank
military.
You for your service,
yeah,
man.
Shout out to my military brother.
Holding down in the Air Force, man.
Yeah, he got light.
Don't get fat.
Hello.
Good food, Dom.
Hello. Easy ass fucking Air Force and the Navy guys. I mean.
He thinks you should have joined the Space Force.
No. I mean, I didn't do the Marines, but I was in the Army National Guard, but when you're active duty, you're in the Army. So it's basically, you're second, because you got the Marines who obviously think they're first, whatever the case.
And the first one's in, and the last one's the lead.
Whatever. Look, I remember the first time I got back from Iraq, the first time, dude, I met this cat. He was younger than me. You know, he's a Marine, whatever the case is. This, my wife's cousin was like, oh, he was in the military. So we were talking. He was like, oh, I'm in the Marines. I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, were you in Iraq? He was like, yeah. I was like, yeah, me too. I think he was in maybe the year before. I mean, obviously, they spearheaded. He was in active duty. You guys, shout out to you motherfuckers. Hey, I get it. But I'm like, okay, I was there too, though. We went through the same things. And your job was kind of easier because you just went and shot whoever. I'm glad I didn't have to shoot nobody. But I was on the defense the whole time. You know what I mean? So I'm like, basically the same thing.
It is, but what makes it different is...
He's going to have psychological problems.
No, you broke your Reese cups in the forest.
Goddamn right I did.
Beta!
I don't give a fuck.
He was doing the beta tour.
No. That's how I decided. My roommate would fucking put it in his mouth like a goddamn monster.
Like you should.
Whatever. Shout out to my boy, Starborski.
That's the right.
He's like, why'd you say my name? he don't watch these things, but that's my dog.
Well,
yeah.
That's how you're supposed to eat a Reese's cup. Not the
That's how I hear it from me all the time. How the fuck are you putting that back in the freezer? Cause, man, I gotta save it for later.
What kind of beta shit is that?
Cause I didn't want to spend my money. Although he was a tight knit until I went to like Taco Bell. He'd be like, you going to Taco Bell?
Then he was splurging.
Yeah, he like, give me this. I'm like, all right, cool. Cause the dope thing was when the second time I went, we were in Baghdad. We were at this place called War Eagle. I think that was the place called. That was the first base. That was like, I wasn't very cool with that one because that was like in Baghdad. That was like in the city. Like, that was like being at the base would be like Progressive Field. As soon as you leave that bitch, everybody's there. And then you got the highways there and shit like that. And then we had to patrol up and down like fucking 480.
Wow.
And make sure there was no bombs on the side of the road and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? That's being in that environment and then going and walking through fucking like East 9th. Just down that road. And acting like nobody's on rooftops ready to fucking, you know what I'm saying? It was like in that environment for the first like few months I was there the second time. And then they moved us to a second base. that was more like in the outskirts, like in the country and shit like that.
Yeah.
And we were there, and there they had fucking Taco Bell and fucking Burger King and shit like that in the area.
So you used to go get food in your GI uniform.
Walk.
You used to walk to Taco Bell.
Yeah, because I choose to be here, and then they would have like another, like, this trailer set up. And they were, like, cooking the Taco Bell shit out of a trailer, basically. But it was the same fucking ingredients that you guys got here.
Who was selling the Taco Bell?
Natives. Or they would have Brown and Root, which was a company, I think, who got, like, a lot of African workers, people from Africa. Yeah. Or it was Iraqis that would work. Natives.
You were fighting a war with them.
Oh, yeah, with us. Yeah, well, we had Iraqi soldiers that we were training. Like, we couldn't go on missions the second time unless we had an Iraqi soldier with us.
So did any of them ever tell you, like, no, don't go to this Taco Bell?
No. No, well, no, because we didn't. No, it was there on base. So everything that was flown in there was from America. It was just on the base. It was on the base.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
They were just preparing it.
Gotcha.
It was all Taco Bell material.
No, I get it.
Yeah, it was all straight up. Yeah, the same stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all the same shit. Well, dude, they had, like, there was times where they would make sure, like, interpreters, like, cell phones. Like, there was motherfuckers, like, getting bombed because interpreters had cell phones. And they were, like, pinpointing where to fucking aim mortars and shit. Not on our base, but that's been, oh, yeah.
Mm.
So, obviously, those were things that had to be checked out and things of that nature, yeah. It shows, I mean, you don't think about the dangers and things, that, you know, when you're over there. But I got a couple suits tailored by a Turkish tailor over there.
There you go. Not too many people can say that.
Not too many people can say that shit.
Can you still fit them?
Of course.
Nice.
I was a little bit heavier when I got back.
Yeah.
I was 185 pounds when I got back from Iraq the second time.
So how much are you now?
I got on the treadmill at Planet Fitness, and it said 165. You know, it tells you your weight.
No, you put your weight in.
No.
It tells you your weight?
I was standing on it, and it was blinking 165.
Really?
Yeah.
That wasn't your heart rate?
No. I wasn't even touching it.
Hmm.
No, I just got on and pushed start.
I weigh 271.
Get it. Solid.
That's Hubba Bubba Chuck.
Hubba Bubba Chuck. Actually, I don't know if I'm 165. Unfortunately, I think I'm like only 160, floating in that range. Dude, I lost a lot of weight when I got shot.
If I lose 100 pounds, I would be 171.
You'd be fucking ripped.
I would probably look like thinner. They'll be like, you seen Corey? Oh my God, he look.
All this is it's kind of the belly.
You'd be like,
up here, you're cool.
You'd be like, man, you seen Cool C, man? Oh, he lost a lot of weight. He lost 100 pounds. He looked like Skeletor.
No.
At 171, I don't think I would look good at 171.
No. You're, with your height, no, you need to be at least 190.
Yeah.
200. 210 would be
200 cool. Is cool.
I think 210 would be dope.
210. I'll try.
Because if you drop 60 pounds and you're working out, 210 is fucking solid.
Yeah.
100%. That's what I said. When I got back from Iraq, I was 185 pounds. But I was working out because my buddy, shout out to Dave Sigelski, he was like a bodybuilder. He actually did shows and shit. And like I worked out with him the whole time I was there. Came back, man.
Looking ripped.
I wasn't ripped, but I had size. I was thick. You know what I'm saying? And 185. Can you imagine 20 more pounds on me? But then I got shot. Actually, you see me? I was at Oop, that place. I want to beep that out.
Yeah, take that shit. The fuck up out of here.
Beep that out. Well, I was there. We were there. Yeah.
That place.
It's going to be.
Yeah, beat that shit out.
Yeah, don't worry. All right, for sure, 100%. But we were there.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's where I was. Okay. And it took me a while to get back to, you know, now. Because remember, people were like, you look weird on the TV.
Everybody was like,
concerned. I'm like, trust me, man, it's my job. Because I've been hustling, fucking wrapping pallets. I couldn't, that's when I was working over Aldi's. I shout out Aldi's. Ain't nothing wrong with them. I was doing pallets there, you know what I'm saying, and fucking hustling. Then I come in the gym and do 2 miles. That wasn't good.
Hustling and then doing 2 miles?
Because, dude, they don't stop at that motherfucking dog. As soon as you put on the headset, boom, go. You're going. Which is dope, you know what I mean, because the day goes by quick. You know what I'm saying? But
I got so
that's
many,
a young man's job right there. Shout out to y'all.
No, it takes a person. You have to be young. You have to have common sense because these people that build these pallets.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely a talent. You gotta pay attention to what you're doing because, yeah. Hey, shout out to all the warehouse workers that care about their job while working in a quick manner.
Or they just get it.
Yeah,
like some people build pallets, and I see them, and I'm asking the question: do you know this is going to go on trucks? You know, they build pallets, and some of them be well wrapped to the very top, but then they throw things on top of that and don't wrap it. I'm like,
disaster.
Did you know it was going on a truck? Some people. You'll have a stack of toilet paper, and they put heavy things like 4 gallon each box vinegar on top. You can't make pallets that way.
People. No,
you have to do heavy at the bottom and light at the top.
Matter matters.
Yeah, matter matters. You know, somebody had like heavy ass stuff on top of a stack of Capri Suns, and Capri Suns they're the little foil bags and boxes, and I guess they are pretty solid, but not if you're going to stack, like, things that weighs, like, a couple of pounds each on top of them. It's going to collapse. I don't care how well you wrap these things.
No, not at all.
I mean,
yeah,
you know, and certain places think that shrink wrap is the fix-all, but it's really not.
No.
You have to – it's an art to
it. It's Tetris.
It's Tetris, but you have to consider the weight.
Oh, for sure. Well, that's the beauty of it because they're, like, newcomers, that's the problem. Like, you have to understand, like, at certain places, you have to understand, like, what you're building and how you're building, and eventually you get it. So, but the problem is they have you going, like, almost like a fucking assembly line. But people start the way they do. Once you understand the process, you see people doing the same thing you do the whole time. You start with all the things, like the juices on the bottom. Mm-hmm. And then you build it up. Because certain areas, you got to build certain pallets. That's the beautiful thing about certain places because they divvy out the work. Because there'll be times, like, when you go in, okay, you start, boom, build a pallet. All right, you got this store. So you just build everything for that store. I couldn't wait for that moment. Once I was on my own, just let me do my shit. I'll build it perfect for this fucking store and they'll love me. Because I was a driver. A lot of these people ain't drivers. They were never drivers.
Right.
So they never showed up at a place and the pallets all fucking fell over because somebody loaded their truck all fucked up. Because guess what? They ain't got to deal with the end result. So they have to fucking just put it together and get it on the fucking, either stage it. And then the fucking loader's like, let me just get the fuck on this bitch. But unfortunately, you guys load your own shit.
Right.
But I've been at places where they load the trucks and just say, fucking good luck. They don't put no tape. It fucking just, speaking of the place we beat, some people just put fucking tape, no tape, good luck.
Or just a strip of shrink wrap.
That's what I'm saying, the top.
Everything else is out.
Loose as fuck. You hit a bump, the bottom box, smash.
And that was the thing with, you know, certain, I'm so glad we don't haul corn, but people used to do corn like that. They used to just... You know, do a strip of shrink wrapper across the top.
That's heavy as fuck. If it goes, it's gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
Dude, that's a wrap top to bottom. That's the one place about that, you know, the good thing about that place is they teach top to bottom, or bottom top, whatever. Just wrap the whole fucking pallet. But some people don't pull it tight enough. And like you said, if you put a heavy show on the top,
nobody in the freezer.
The freezer is the worst, though.
No, everybody in the freezer wraps loose as fuck. Like, what's going on?
I used to take my time when I got out there to wrap because I was made sure I just went over it. Because, for one, it's cold. Nobody. Shout out to some of them motherfuckers because I used to have hand warmers on deck. Yo, I remember one time they had, because they put out so many, and then I started like scavenging. I had a stack of them bitches in my fucking locker, so I knew I'd grab a few, and so I always had two in my boots, two in my hands. But motherfuckers went in there with none. Their hands had to be numb as fuck, toes cold as fuck. So they're out there, they're like, trying to grab a ballot. Meanwhile, I'm out there, all my hands were warm, my toes, I was dressed for the occasion, but these young motherfuckers didn't know no better. Snot running out their fucking nose and mine.
Wash your produce.
Wash your fucking produce. Wash your fucking produce, people. I've been in this game long enough to know to wash your produce.
That's what I tell.
I've dropped enough shit to know to wash your produce.
I tell everybody, wash your produce.
For sure.
Wash your produce. Everywhere I worked at.
Everywhere.
Wash your produce.
Wash your produce. I remember one time, dude, I dropped a pallet like fucking Roma tomatoes or grape tomatoes, and they rolled like marbles. And guess what? Shovel them fuckers up, put them in containers, and give them the fuck on the pallet.
And it for all the people that like to get limes and lemons in their bar, in their drinks in their bar, just ask for it on the side. Squeeze that lemon taste in there. Don't.
Yeah, because you know they ain't washing them limes before.
Or the lemons and shit.
Yeah, I'm about to sort through them motherfuckers.
Yeah. Like, I'm allergic to penicillin, and I didn't get a penicillin shot.
I didn't get a penicillin shot. I did get my butt in the military.
Yeah, but if you're allergic to penicillin.
Oh, yeah, my son's allergic to penicillin.
Let's just say you got some shit. A lime or a lemon in your drink with maybe some
mold.
Yeah. It happens.
Hopefully not when they get delivered and like if they go through them.
Man, you know what? The things that I see, like when people be making like mixed drinks and fruit, and they don't care. They just be cutting up stuff that I don't personally eat. Like,
have you seen it, bro? Because most places I buy,
I had a banana shake that had that black tip of the banana.
Oh, are you fucking serious?
And that ruined my appetite.
It wasn't a crisp banana.
It was the black tip, and I was like, what is this? Why is it in my shake? It was like that. It was banana butt. That's what it was.
Fucking banana butt in your drink.
It was banana butt in my shake. It was the banana butt end that was a little furry. It was a little string.
It had a string on it, too?
I don't know. I might have made it.
I have the worst kind of string.
You
know,
like you don't put banana butt in nobody's drink and nobody's shake.
Definitely don't.
Make people salads with lettuce butt. You don't put lettuce butt in nobody's salad. Who's going to eat that? Y'all know what lettuce butt is. Look at the head of lettuce. You see the little brown part? That's lettuce butt.
Lettuce butt.
Don't nobody want no lettuce butt.
Salad.
You know, and anybody that's been near me or saw me order my Subway, or even the workers that seen, or you know, they were fixing my sandwiches, they know not to put lettuce butt or tomato butt on my sandwich.
Oh, tomato butt, I understand. I'd be like, lettuce butt on there?
I'd be like, look, if you see the brown piece of lettuce, that's lettuce butt. I'd be like, look, can you exchange that tomato? Like, why would you give that to anybody? Why would you put lettuce butt on somebody's sandwich? Get that out of here.
Because they got to put it on the butt. Somebody's sandwich.
Get that
that case is
throw
that
shit. You throw it out. You don't put no lettuce butt on nobody's sandwich.
That's like Taco Bell skimping.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
I ain't going there no more.
You know, I don't know.
No, I'm kidding.
Why would you, like, serve stuff that you wouldn't eat yourself? Why would you serve that to people?
Because people work and they don't give a fuck.
That's what I'm saying. That's terrible.
That's terrible.
Yeah. And
most of my young kids are like, fuck Taco Bell.
Fuck these customers. They
but see, that's why she get a good taco. These motherfuckers are skimpy as fuck. They ain't watching you. Put more in my motherfucking taco. And don't put cheese on my burger. Every time. Fucking time. Care about a job is what I'm saying.
You order a hamburger.
All the time.
And then you'll specify. And I've ordered for him. I said, can I get a hamburger, a double hamburger, and with no cheese? You got to say that.
You have to
because
say
that. And then you'll get your occasional smart act like, yeah, cheese don't come on hamburgers. I'm aware of that.
But they do.
Obviously, somebody inside this finest.
Multiple times. Dude, I remember I went through drive-thru at Rice 3 different times for one sandwich. They couldn't get it right for shit. And by the end of it, I had to still scoop off cheese, and I was going to throw it on the ground, but luckily, dude had his glove out, and I just put it in his hand. Sorry, dog, but fuck, man. 3 different times?
You should have threw it on the window like,
I didn't make up the menu. No, I was going to throw it on the ground. I didn't make up the menu. This is what's on the menu. You guys cook it every day. Care about your job, whatever it is. I understand people don't like it. I don't like my shit. I don't mind it. But I can't wait to be on stage. You know what I'm saying? What I'm doing is not what I want to be doing for the rest of my life.
Sure.
And I noticed at a young age, like when I graduated high school and I went to college and dropped out, and then I ended up driving bus, and I'm like, this is a good job, good paying job. Mm-hmm. Fuck, my cousin's balling. If I get a full-time job, insurance, the benefits, are you fucking kidding me? This is great. I'm not a fucking bus driver. I'm not a bus driver. My bus was fun. We had a great time. I was a great bus driver. But I'm not a bus driver. You see what I'm saying? And every other job, oh, you got to work. You got to do this. Okay. You got to make a living. You got to pay bills. You got to... Yeah.
This is what I learned. Like, you could have a job and be at that job for a long time and be a jerk and not even give your all, as long as you're there on time.
You show up there on time,
you could be a jerk. You don't have to do your job. Just show up there on time.
100%.
Yeah.
But I'll shoot myself. Fucking kill me. If I were to be at one of them jobs for 25 years, what are we doing here? What are we doing here? We talk about life. I know, you know what I'm saying? It's like, what else? I can't do it, dog. This put me in coach. This is it.
And you know what? Shout out to all the comedians out there that's trying to make it.
That's what I'm saying.
Respect the game. Keep doing what you're doing.
This is what we're about, because we're those people that can't be fucking stuck in a box. These are us. These are the personalities that are like, no, fuck this regular bullshit on a day-in-day basis. I need to be out there talking my shit and having fun and spreading love to the world.
This episode of the Midnight Pocket Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right!
Where can they find you at, man?
Hey, everybody. You can find me at Justin for the Comedy on Instagram.
And you can find me at the_great_CoreE. That's where you can find me on Instagram. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast on Instagram. We've watched that both very closely. Send us the messages.
Hit us up in the comments. You can hit us up at the Midnight Paco Podcast at Gmail. Hey, guys, if there's anything you guys want us to touch on specifically, I know lately we ain't been on no social, you know, we ain't talked about what's going on in the world these days, you know what I'm saying? Because we don't want to bring you guys down, man. We're trying to keep you positive and focused on your goals, you know what I'm saying? Because we're working on this thing. This is year 3. This is year to grow, you know what I'm saying?
This is year to grow, and don't forget to get some Midnight Paco merch.
Damn.
Like this fine coaster here. We got coasters. We got shirts.
That's right. Check it out on Amazon. Yeah. Check it out on Redbubble. Make everybody. Sure you check out the justinforthecomedy.com. I got the links there. I always put the descriptions here in every video. Make sure you hit the links. Love everybody. Make sure you subscribe, like, notifications. Spread the word. Love you all. Peace out.
Midnight Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast.